Riverside Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA. The high school basketball season is here. Tyler Herbster, Cyclones boys coach, joining us here for a couple of minutes, and appreciate it very much as we're off and running. Riverside played Tuesday night at Oskaloosa. Oski getting the win, 57-53. I guess we'll start there, coach. I know we talked a little bit off air, you know, offensively, certainly looked good in the first half, kind of hit a dry spell in the third quarter, certainly some missed opportunities at the free throw line. A lot to take away from that game, and certainly a lot of basketball still to be played. But you opened the season with a four-point loss at Oskaloosa. Take us back to Tuesday night and what you took away from it.
Yeah, I kind of thought both halves we started off a little bit slow in the first quarter. You know, we missed a stick in right off the tip and kind of took us a little bit, and I think we were down 13-14 after the first quarter and then responded in the second quarter okay, and I think we put up 19 points, but we also missed 7 free throws in that quarter where we could have, I felt like, really extended our lead into double digits at halftime, and then we came out in the third quarter and didn't score, I don't believe, in about the first 4 or 5 minutes of the third quarter. And, you know, they played us a kind of a tighter 2-3 zone around the rim. And, I mean, I knew we were going to have to shoot the ball well in that situation. And would have helped we shot a little bit better. I think we hit 7 threes on the game and got some nice looks and just didn't put it in the basket. But, you know, they have a pretty good Harvey kid inside that's 6'5 and long and athletic. And when we did get it to the rim, he made tough shots for us around the rim. And, you know, we focused on not letting Rockhold get open around the perimeter and get his shots up. And I think we held him to 13 points, which was, you know, I think the last year we played him, he averaged about 20 a game on us. So that we played him tough, and we played the Harvey kid pretty tough in the first half, and he came alive and started to be more aggressive and scored and kind of took it to us. And that, I felt like that really helped them in the second half. And even Oski's other starters, I thought they did their job really well. And when they had an opportunity to score, they scored. So overall, you know, we scored 53 points, got to the free throw line 20 plus times. We did a good job winning the offensive rebound battle. And probably, I've got the official stats back, but I felt like we probably turned them over more than we do and than we did. And I kind of told the boys it's kind of a tough pill to swallow when you win the free throw battle, the offensive rebound battle, and the turnover battle.
Right.
And you don't come away with a win. I said that didn't happen very often for us, but it's something to build on.
Yeah, I think Oskaloosa, again, they got some good talent. I think they're going to be, you know, right in the mix in terms of that, you know, top four, top five of the Northeast Kansas League. And you mentioned, you know, playing good, but sometimes it just doesn't bounce your way, and might have been the case on Tuesday night. But again, last season, 15 wins, arguably the best season in school history, one of the best seasons in school history. You're back for your 7th season at the helm. You return all but really 2 key players. So, I mean, the expectation's certainly high, and even despite the loss, I think this team has a lot to look forward to here in 25-26.
Yes, and like I said, I try to be – the football kind of ended up with a heartbreaker. Most of our kids do play football, or a big part of that football team. So I kind of, you know, try to ease them back into it a little bit. But like I said, they're tough kids and good athletes. I'm not going to use that as an excuse by any means. They didn't get much rest, but like I said, we could have – definitely played a little bit better, but I thought Oskaloosa had a really good game plan against us. And hey, you know, game one, let's see if Riverside can shoot the ball well or not. And like I said, we didn't shoot terrible, but we just didn't shoot quite well enough to win the game and didn't get key stops down the stretch where that would have helped us. And I my biggest thing was not making free throws in the second quarter to really get a double-digit lead, and then not making free throws in the third quarter or coming out in the second half. That's probably on me, not making some good halftime adjustments and maybe trying to pick up the pressure on defense and pressing a little bit more when we needed to. So I'll take that second half start. That was me. I should have done a better job coming out of the second half, but I do not want to take anything away from the way that the Oskaloosa boys played against us last night.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, game 2 on Saturday, kind of a rare Saturday early season tilt. You'll go to Atchison County. You know, talking with Horton head coach David Losey earlier in the week, he said this Atchison County team is much improved from what he saw and seeing some of these kids over the summer. What can you tell us about Atchison County, and what do you want to see from your team in Game 2 on Saturday?
You know, I was just so focused on playing well in this first game. I really haven't looked. I think I just got the film in from the game last night. And I do know they have some young kids that can shoot the ball pretty well. I watched some of their eighth graders play last year in middle school, and they had some kids that could shoot the ball really well. So I'm assuming that's what we're going to focus on. I kind of hope they don't have that 6'5" long kid in the middle of the paint that we had to play the opening game, that we make us get some a little bit easier baskets. But yeah, I'm definitely not overlooking the Tigers on Saturday, and I'm really hoping our boys though do respond from this opening loss in a positive way, and that we're ready to play on Saturday. So that's a little bit more focused on us coming out
right
than Atchison right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But again, expectations are high. Great roster put together over there. Riverside, again, tough one on Tuesday night against Oskaloosa, 57-53. They turn it around. Game 2 Saturday. That'll be at Atchison County. Well, Coach, we're off and running. Appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.